what we do between now and 2050 with education, with economic growth, with health and nutrition, that'll really set the course for moderating the population growth between 2050 and 2100. But it's really a virtuous cycle, letting women have reproductive health tools that they want, you know, educating girls, raising agriculture productivity, getting these malnutrition interventions on a much greater scale than we have today. Those are the things you would want to do anyway. It turns out that by doing those well, you also set the population growth rate coming down quite a bit. And so it just makes it that much more imperative that we invest in the human capital now, and so that the challenge of what, under any scenario, will be fairly high population growth, that you're able to benefit from all those young people making a big contribution to their country.